Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma, daf Beis. Welcome to Maseches Yuma. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also by Aaron Twersky, Lili Nishmas, his father, Harav Shlomo Shmuel, Ben Harav Yaakov Yisrael Twersky, a man of unparalleled Kavara Torah and Kavara Brios, whose yard site is today, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah. Also in honor of the yard site of Shimshon Ben Shmuel of Shalom by his grandsons, his Neshama Shavin Aliyah. And also by the Pesachim boys, Chavrusa of three Talmidim from BMT, who are happy to have made it through Shkalim also and are hanging around for Yuma. Vez Hashem, they should continue to be Masliach. So today's daf, as we said, is Yuma Daf Beis, the beginning, there's really only one sugya on today's daf. It's an easy structure in terms of following today's daf. The Mishnah is going to talk about the idea that they would sequester the Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim, and we're going to have a machlokas in the Mishnah whether we prepare a backup wife in case anything happens to his wife in advance of Yom HaKippurim, because he needs to be married in order to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that we not only sequester Kohen Gadol before the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, we also sequester the Osa Para, the one who's involved in the Para Aduma, in advance of his involvement of the Para Aduma. So the Gemara is going to say, where do I know both of these things from? Where's the pasuk that tells me about sequestering Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur? And where's the pasuk that tells me about sequestering the Osa Para? And it's going to turn out that it's going to be the same pasuk, at least in today's daf. That's what the Gemara is going to suggest. And tomorrow's daf will have another possibility. And then the Gemara is going to challenge each idea. We're going to challenge the idea that the pasuk is even talking about Para Aduma, and we're going to challenge the idea that the pasuk is even talking about Yom HaKippurim. So that's the entire structure of the daf. Along the way, some more details will come up, but that's basically the entire structure of the daf. So let's see the Gemara, the Mishnah. So Shivas Yom, I'm not sure why it is that Yuma is before Rosh Hashanah. You know, logically, it is normally the way it works is we go from Masechtas that are longer to Masechtas that are shorter as you work your way through a Seder, but we're not going to be consistent necessarily to that either. So anyway, but Shivas Yom Kodim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Min Beiso Lishchas Parhedrin. 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim, we separate the Kohen Gadol from his house to the Lishchas Parhedrin, a certain place called the Lishchas Parhedrin. U'maskin lo Kohen Acher Tachtav Shema Yerubo Psul. And we appoint a backup Kohen Gadol just in case something were to happen to the Kohen Gadol and he's going to be unable to do the Avodah. Tosus points out that Shivas Yamim, those are the first two words of the Masechta, that Yesh Mekomos, there are some places where when we are listing a number of items, we put the number first, like over here in Baba Kama, Arba Avos Nezikin, and in Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanah Meim. But there are other places where we put the number afterwards. Lefnei Idei and Shalov Dechavim, Gimel Yamim. Why not Gimel Yamim, Lefnei Idei and Shalov Dechavim? And in that's in Masechs Avod Zara and Masechs Kiddushin, he should niknis begin. Why not Begimel Drachim Mekachin Asi Yishor, Begimel Drachim Eish Niknes? Because so Tosa says that he doesn't give an answer. He just tells us that sometimes it puts the number first, sometimes it doesn't put the number first. Achronim try to work on an answer for each one. So the Paras Yosef, he says that the Masechta is Mesudar according to the Seder Azmanim that it begins the 7 days with, meaning the whole organization of this Masechta. We're going to talk largely about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and then at the very end we're going to talk about the Inu of Yom HaKippurim, but generally speaking, the order of the Masechta is chronological. It's how it goes as he's preparing for Yom Kippur. So first we're going to talk about the 7 days, then we're going to talk about Erev Yom Kippur, then Leil Yom HaKippurim, and then the day of Yom Kippur. So therefore, we have the number first because it's sort of setting the agenda for the whole Masechta, that these 7 days are going to be what the Masechta is about. These 7 days plus the one day, plus obviously the important day, Yom Kippur itself, this is what the whole entire Masechta is going to be about. So that's why it says, Paras Yosef, we start with Shivas Yamim. So, okay, so 7 days in advance, we set aside the Kohen Gadol, we sequester him to Lishchas Parhedrin, and we prepare a backup Kohen Gadol for him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Maskinen Lo. Not only that, we even prepare a backup wife for him, Shema Tomos Ishto, because his wife might die, and he needs to be married, Shenemar V'chiper Ba'ado V'ad Beso, because the Pasuk says that when he achieves Kapara, it has to be not only Ba'ado, but Ba'ad Beso. And what's Beso? Beso, Zui. Ishto, Beso is a reference to his wife. So Amalo, the Chum said back to him, in Kane, in Ladavar Sof, that if you're going to do that, you're going to have even Isha Acheres, so then in Ladavar Sof, you're going to have, why not have another Isha, just in case that woman dies, and then another one. So it's just not Shaykh that you're going to really cover every single possibility of what might happen. So Tosos over here raises a question. Chum Momer, in Ladavar Sof, says Tosos, what does it mean? That if you're going to be worried about the death of one, then you should be worried about the death of two or three. I mean, you're going to prepare a backup coin gadol, prepare a backup to the backup, and prepare a backup to a backup to the backup. I mean, how do you know that everyone could die? So Valfagav the Parak Dalarach and Sotel says, well, wait a second. Elsewhere in Shas, we do only assume that we are Choshish Lemisa of one person, and are not Choshish Lemisa of more than one person. So because in the Mesechus Yevamos, Mashmal Stamas Nisin, the Hasam, Dilemisa, the Chad Cheshinu, the Trelo Cheshinan, Vistamas Nisin, the Hachas Relay, the Cheshinan, the Chad, the Necheshnam, the Tuva. In Mesechus Yevamos, we say that we're Choshesh for a Misa, but we're not Choshesh for multiple Misas. Yet over here, we say, if you're going to be Choshesh for one, you might as well be Choshesh for many, and therefore it doesn't make sense because you can't be Choshesh for everything, and therefore we're not even Choshesh for one. Why the difference in approach in terms of Cheshash Lemisa? So Tos doesn't fill us in on what the case is in Yevamos. The case is if you have four brothers, two of those brothers are married to two women, and then the two brothers that are married to the two women die. So now to two sisters, and now so they die. So now the two other brothers, you would think, let one do Yibum with one and one do Yibum with the other. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that, because if one was going to do Yibum with the one, and what if the fourth brother dies? And now that other woman is out of luck, because you're not allowed to do chalitza on achos ishto, on your wife's sister. You're not allowed to do yibum on achos ishto. So that woman is going to be out of luck if one guy dies after the initial two brothers die. So why didn't the Gemara give a case of five brothers or six brothers or seven brothers and say we have to be choshesh that all of them are going to die except for this one? So apparently the Gemara says we're only concerned about one dying. We wouldn't be concerned about several dying. So Tosus gives a couple of terutzim, and they're critical terutzim in terms of other areas of halacha, especially the first one. It says Yesh Lomer Da'achikah Marhacha Nihid Chashin Lemisa Dechad Lizman Meruba Kamo Bayi Perkdal Rachin Dilma Admiyavim Chad Mayis Idach Mikol Makom Lemisa Lizman Muat Kihacha Lo Avala Lemecha Shalom Mishum Maylu Dechapara Chayashos Lizman Muat Imkei Nechash Avilu Tati Utlas. So as tells us, we would only be Choshish Lemisa if there was a significant period of time where that Misa would be problematic, where it would be troubling. So when there's a significant period of time, we're choshesh lemisa. For a small amount of time, we would never be choshesh lemisa. Why would I assume? If I say, I'll meet you for lunch today, you don't have to be choshesh that one of us is going to die before then. You're not choshesh for misa on a small period of time. If I say, let's get together again when we're 95, so then you might be choshesh lemisa. You have a zman meruba, you have to be choshesh lemisa. A zman muat, you don't have to be choshesh lemisa. So the whole idea that we're choshesh for misa at all over here is obviously only a chumrah for Yom HaKippurim. So once you're having all these chumrahs for Yom HaKippurim, you might as well go all the way. So that's what our Mishnah is saying, that if you're going to be machmir, you'll be machmir to afilu tarti tlas. That's what the question is, that im kein in ledavar sof, you should just keep on being machmir and add and be choshish for more and more misa. Because on a reasonable level, if it were not an extra chumrah, we would never be choshish to that degree. We would never be choshish to that extent. This comes up in a famous discussion. The Truma Sedeshin writes in the Tshuva in Sim Lamed Hei that when is the best time to do Kiddush Levana, right? If today is Rosh Chodesh, which it is, if today is and today is Tuesday, so if the earliest night to do Kiddush Levana is, I don't know, the third day of the month, let's say, so should we do Kiddush Levana on Thursday night, which is already Friday, so why not do, or Wednesday night, Thursday night, should we do Kiddush Levana then, or should we wait till Motzai Shabbos? So it says Shuma Sadashin, you should wait to be Mevarich HaSeyareach on Motzai Shabbos in order to be Mevarich. Shumavusam, Ubegad of Naim, you're in a good mood, you ate well that day, you're wearing nice clothing, so it's more kavadik for Kiddush Levana. But I don't know that I'm going to live that long, and if I have an opportunity to do Kiddush Levana on Thursday night, do I know that I'm going to survive until Motzai Shabbos? I don't know, but Lizman Muat, we don't have to be Choshesh Shema Yamos, and you end up, and that you'll lose the mitzvah. You don't have to worry that you lose the mitzvah. just figured to do the mitzvah in the better way. So this is a discussion, the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva in Siman Kuf Vav, where he quotes from a tshuva Saradvaz in Siman Yud Gimel, that if you have a fellow who is locked in jail, he's chavish bebeis asurin, and they give him rishus, they give him a one-day reprieve, they tell him you can leave jail, you can go back to your family, for one day a year. So what day should he choose? Where is he going to be able to accomplish the most mitzvah? So the Radvaz says, don't think about whether the mitzvah that you're going to be able to do, mitzvahs you're going to be able to do that day, are kalos or chamuros. Since we have a principle, ein mavirin ala mitzvos, the first mitzvah that you have an opportunity to do, that you're unable to do in jail, you should do. So you could daven probably every day in jail, but he probably can't hear Megillah. There are certain mitzvahs that he's not going to be able to do in jail. Whatever mitzvah you can't do in jail, that's the first one that comes up. That's the opportunity you should take. So he asks on this yisod from the Gemara Menachos, that we only say that when two mitzvahs are equal mitzvahs, but not when one is better than the other. So he says, he works on that. But he says that the Radvaz is a mukhrach from the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes tells us that a mitzvah that's eif shalasos alidei acherim, so kol mitzvah shetavu liyadcha, you should do ben gedol ben katana, and don't leave aside the mitzvah katana in order to do the mitzvah gedola, only when unless it's a mitzvah that's eif shalasos alidei acherim, then you can choose the mitzvah gedola. So you see that even without a chashash misa, you shouldn't violate one mitzvah, even when the second one is a better mitzvah, if it's eif shalasos alidei acherim. So mustama, the case of the Radvaz is talking about a mitzvah that's eif shalasos alidei acherim, and he says that's only by mitzvah, by two different mitzvahs. But if it's one mitzvah that's eif shalasos today, shalom mina muvchar, or I could do it tomorrow, mina muvchar, so I should wait till tomorrow, and it's not a violation of ein mavir nal mitzvahs. And therefore, by Kiddush Levana, where the Trumas Sedeshan says you should wait, that's because it's a mitzvah that's done in a better way later on. So that's why you should wait. So that's the Chacham Tzvi, that he brings up this idea of a chashash lemisa. Do you wait in order to do a better mitzvah? So the logic to say not to wait at all is chashash misa. But according to our Tosfos, we could be mechalik when the second mitzvah is a long time away. Then maybe you shouldn't wait if the second, because then you do have to be chashash lemisa. But if the second mitzvah is soon thereafter, so our Tosfos said that if it's a short amount of time, we're not chashash lemisa. Then maybe you should take into the cheshbon to do the greater mitzvah and not the lesser mitzvah. So that's one answer of Tosfos. Then Tosfos says, inami hasam chashash bi'almu mishum bitul mitzvah yivam v'leke isura kulehai. That's just a chashash that you maybe won't be able to get to do the mitzvah of yibum, but it's not such an iser. Avalach mishum the kaparis kol yisrael talib zanech shavil tatil tas. Why is the Mishnah pushing that you should then be choshesh? Maybe more people will die. Maybe because all of Kal Yisrael is relying on the kapara that's going to be provided on Yom Kippurim. One family will be affected by this person's inability to do yibum. It's terrible. It's tragic, and we cry for that family. But all of Kal Yisrael is waiting for kapara over here. So that you want to make sure you can't miss Yom Kippur, right? If you can have the opportunity for avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, we have to make sure we don't miss Yom Kippur. So that. That's where the Gemara is saying that if you can be choshish for one, you should be choshish for two or three. That's where the Mishnah makes that suggestion. There is a machlokas. This machlokas should be done the chabim, whether we're choshish for the wife dying, but everyone agrees that Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippurim. It's just a question of whether we're choshish for the wife dying. So Tosi Shannon brings a raya from the fact that we don't. So everyone also agrees that we prepare a backup Kohen Gadol. Right, so if you're going to prepare a backup Kohen Gadol, do we prepare a backup wife for the backup Kohen Gadol? So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, from the fact that we don't find that we're not misakin an isha even for the second Kohen, it must be that that's not ma'akev b'diavad. That having being married is not ma'akev b'diavad. If a person does the avoda, Kohen Gadol does the avoda without being married, it's going to be kosher b'diavad. And that's how a number of the achronim suggest. As machlokas achronim, according to this shita, that a wife is not ma'akev, what if his wife dies? Is it better that he does the avoda without a wife, or better that another Kohen who's backing him up do the avoda without prisha, without being sequestered for 7 days? Meaning, which of those factors is more important? Is it more important to be sequestered for 7 days, or is it more important to have a backup wife? So in the Karnei Re'eim, he says that the first Kohen should do the avoda, and the Gvura Sari, he says that the chisaron prisha is only l'sha'avar. and my dahava hava. Okay, the guy didn't do prisha, but the fact that the chisaron of beso zuishto, that's a pagam in the avoda. It's not just a pagam l'sha'avar that we didn't take all the precautions necessary to protect him in advance from tuma. Okay, but as far as the avoda itself, he's just as good to do the avoda now. But when you have a person who's not married, then that's a pagam in the avoda itself. But the Gvuras Ari himself, Gvuras Ari is of course the Shagas Aryeh. I was just reading the Debrecen Rav when he was in Debrecen before the war. So as the war was getting started, they were the Nazis were, or the Hungarians, I don't know who, were gathering together people from these little villages, or Jews from these little villages, and they were piling them all into Debrecen at some point. So he said he met a Talmud Chacham who brought with him Maseches Tainis and the Gvuras Ari on Tainis. And Debrecen Rav was shocked that the Shagas Aryeh would write a sefer on such an easy Masechta, on Maseches Tainis. He never heard of it. He never saw the sefer Gvuras Ari on Tainis. And then he opened it up and he said, wow, there's a lot more depth here than I thought. And he was blown away by that. And it was the last sefer he learned before he was taken away to Bergen-Belsen. And he made a deal in his mind that if he makes it out alive, he's going to reprint the Gvuras Ari on Tainis with his Ha'aris. And he did. Debrecen Rav, he actually found the original sefer that he had left behind, which is also miraculous. But anyway, Gvuras Ari has on a lot of the easier mesechtas, but nothing easy about it. So it's the author of the Shagas Aryeh. So the Shagas Aryeh is Mesupak, the din that you need a Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol needs to be married b'shas avoda. He's not sure if it's ma'akev b'diavad, or if it's only a din l'chadchila, and he comes to the maskana that it is ma'akev b'diavad, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to be choshish for misas ishto, you should be choshish for the misas Kohen, and have another Kohen, but that we would only be choshish for that for something that's ma'akev. And since the hafrasha is not ma'akev, they were not masakin to be mafresh. So the fact that we're mafresh another woman, that is an indication that would be ma'akev b'diavad. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says, elsewhere, the Mishnah says in Maseches Parah, that meaning once we talk about this idea of sequestering Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim, let's go to the other place in Shas where we have an idea of sequestering someone. So Tana Nasam is a Mishnah Maseches Parah. Shivas Yamim Kodim Shefas HaParah Hayim Afrishim Kohen Asar HaParah Mibeso Lishcha Shal Pnei Abiru Tzafon HaMizracha, that they would also sequester the fellow who's going to do the Parah, who's going to do the burning of the Parah, and they would put him in a Lishcha that was in the northeastern side of the Beis HaMikdash. And that place was called the Lishchas Beis HaEvan. So for Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol goes to Lishchas Parhedrin, and for the Sreifas Parah, the Kohen is going to be Sreifas Parah, goes to a place called the Lishchas Beis HaEvan. Why was it called Lishchas Beis HaEvan? Why did they have such a name? So Shekol Maaseh, B'klei Galal, B'klei Avon, B'klei Adama. Because everything there was with Kelim that are not Mekabel Tumah. My time, why would they dafka use Kelim that are not Mekabel Tumah? Kivin to Tful Yom Kasher Bepara, because since you could have a Tevul Yom engaged in the Parah Aduma, Ditznan Mitamina, you are Kohen Asari Fesapara Matbil, so Lotzi Milim Shul Tzedukim, and therefore, because the Tevul Yom is Kasher for the Parah, they would dafka do it with the Tevul Yom to be Lotzi Milim Shul Tzedukim to show that we don't agree with the way the Tzedukim understand. The Tzedukim had a Chumrah. A lot of what the Tzedukim had were Chumras. It wasn't that they were more Mekel, it's just that they were very literal in terms of the reading of the Torah. Without a Torah Shebal Peh, so they had a chumrah that they held that that you had to wait for Harav Shemesh, and if a fellow was tameh and he went to the mikveh that day, you couldn't do the Sreifas HaParah with him. He had to wait till nightfall. So in order to demonstrate that you don't have to wait till nightfall, we would dafka be metameh him, send him to the mikveh, and do it while he was still Tevul Yom before there was Harav Shemesh. So since they took that liberty to be metameh him, so Takira Le Rabbanan Klei Galon Klei Avanim Klei Adam So they introduced a whole series of chumras so that people shouldn't be mezalzel in the halachas of the Sreifas HaParah. They shouldn't think, it's not such a chumradika thing. You see that we're metame people and that we allow a sense of tumah there. So no, we're very careful about tumah where we need to be. So that's why they have this. They called this place the Lishchas Beis HaEvan, because everything they had was only klei avanim and the like, which are not mekabel tumah. Now Rashi understands. mezalzel, but Rashi says that the reason they would be mezalzel is because of the halacha that a tefil yom is kasher lepara. The very existence of that halacha, that we allow a tefil yom to be kasher lepara, is the reason that some people might be mezalzel. They're going to think, you don't have to be so careful about the tahara. However, on Daf Gimel and Beis, Rashi says a little differently. He says that they did a maila bepara because they were makel to be metami biyadayim, not because there is a halacha that a tefil yom can do the para, but because we'd make sure that a tefil yom does para, we'd be metami and biyadayim. So I'm going to go out of my way, I'm going to be metami this guy. So that seems to be an indication, if I'm going to be metami him, that we're not taking this so seriously. So the mainaf kamina between the two Rashis. So it could be that there's some of the achronim point out that there's a chiluk between the two Rashis, because if you say, did they do it in Bayis Rishon also? If the reason was because there is a halacha that a tefil yom is kasher, that halacha was in Bayis Rishon also. That halacha always existed. But if the reason is because they were metame biyadayim, they only did that lotzi miliban shel tzedukim in the period of Bayis Sheni. They didn't do that in Bayis Rishon, the hotzi miliban shel tzedukim. So it would turn out that in Bayis Rishon they would not have sequestered him in this place where there were klei avanim. So that l'chara is a nafkamina between the two possibilities in Rashi. Now, Maishna Tzafona Mizracha, of all the places, why is it that we would put him in Tzafona Mizracha, in a northeastern room? So the Gemara explains, Kivan de Chatas he, since the Paraduma is called a Chatas, it's not actually a carbon Chatas, it's brought the Shechitas by Harazesim, so it's not really done even in the Mikdash at all, but it's called a Chatas. And real Chatas, Vechatas Tuna Tzafona, a real carbon Chatas, Kachikachim, is shechted in the tzafon of the Azara, uksiv ba el nochach pnei al mawit, so kinil rabbanon lishchut tzafon. That's why tzafon of Mizrach. That's why they made the northeastern side kiyechid avla kera, so that it will be a hacker that he's been designated, so that he's been sequestered for this reason. So and that we have to be super careful. We dafka made a hacker out of it, so that everyone should know that we're being very, very careful about proceeding with the para aduma. So that's why they sequestered him. That's why they sequestered him dafka in the northeast. So my bira, what does the word bira mean? We said it's lefnei habira. So that it was a particular location within the Harabayis called bira. Reish Lakish Amar, no, kala mikdash kulo kari bira. The whole base of it is called bira. Shemar habira asher chinosi. When David HaMelech is being mevarich Shlomo, so he discusses the history that this is the bira asher chinosi that I prepared in advance. It's the makom of the Goron of Arvana Yevusi that I identified as the spot for the Beis HaMikdash, and I purchased the property. David HaMelech's whole life was about preparing for Shlomo for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, because David couldn't do it himself, so he put everything in place so that Shlomo would be able to do it. And in that sense, we give David a lot of the credit for the Beis HaMikdash, right? We say in benching on Sukkos, Rachman and Yaakov Lanu es Sukkos David Hanafelis. David never even saw the Beis HaMikdash, but he put everything into place. So it's Habira Sharachinosi, it's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Period. So now what we've seen is we had our Mishnah that we sequestered the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. Then we quoted the Mishnah Para that we sequestered the Osa Para in advance of the Para Aduma, of the burning of the Para Aduma. So now the Gemara says, Minani Mili. How do I know that these halachas are true? Where do we find in the Torah that these halachas are true? This is an odd placement for Minani Mili, meaning you'd expect Minani Mili to be right at the beginning of the Gemara. We just said there's halacha that you sequestered the Kohen Gadol. Minani Mili. How do I know you sequestered the Kohen Gadol? And then you would expect the Gemara to say, oh, by the way, there are other places where we sequester. Maybe this pasuk teaches us other places. So Pnei Yeshua suggests that if we only had a din of Prisha B'Yom HaKippurim, then one could have understood that it's not a din min HaTorah at all, that it's just an extra Chumrah Midrabanan to be Mekadishim for the Avodas HaKodesh of Kaparas Kol Yisrael. But once you find that there's a din Prisha elsewhere as well, that's what tips the Gemara off that this must be a din Da'oraisa. So it's Dafka after we mentioned that there's a din of Prisha somewhere else, that the Gemara says Minani Mili. We weren't going to ask Minani Mili because we just would have assumed that it's a din Midrabanan. Once you tell me, says the Pnei Yeshua, that it's a din somewhere else as well, now I know to ask Minani Mili. That how do I know each of these halachas that we sequester for each of these cases? So they both happen to be the same pasuk, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Minyumi Bar Chilkia, Amar Rabbi Mechase Baridi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, Kasher Asa Bayom Azeh, Tziva Hashem Lasos, Lechaper Aleichem. That the pasuk says in Kasher Sabi Yom Hazeh, Tziva Shem Lasos L'Chapar Aleichem. So how do I see Yom Kippur? How do I see Parah Aduma? Lasos Eilu Masei Parah. Lasos is a reference to Masei Parah. L'Chapar Eilu Masei Yom HaKippurim. So in the Pasuk about the Shivus Yimei Miluim, we say that it's like you did B'Yom Hazeh, Tziva Shem Lasos L'Chapar Aleichem. You also have in Lasos and L'Chapar. You have a similar idea that to Miluim by Lasos and L'Chapar. So that's from last week's parasha. So that's somewhat of a Daf Yomi coincidence. So that we're building off of that. So says Mar Bishlam Kulekra Bipara Lamitokum Lamatukum. I understand very well. This pasuk can't be entirely about para because L'Chapar Ksiv. It says L'Chapar and para is not a para upara lav bas kaparihi, and there is no kapara in para aduma. So clearly it's not all about para. But Eimu Kulekra Yom Kippurim Ksiv. Maybe the whole pasuk is about Yom Kippurim. How do you know from this pasuk that it's referring to Parah Aduma as well? I understand you're going to tell me it's about Yom Kippurim because it uses the word L'Chapar, so that's a dead giveaway that it's about Yom Kippurim. But how do you know that it's also about Parah? So that's going to be the first half of the discussion. How do I know this pasuk that we just quoted as the basis for sequestering for both Parah and Yom Kippurim is about Parah? Then on Ambeis, we're going to turn the tables and say, and how do I know it's about Yom Kippurim? Yom Kippurim is the only thing that has Kapara. There are a lot of things that have Kapara. So how do I know it's about Yom Kippurim at all? So the Gemara's assumption, though, that para is lav bas kapara, that there is no kapara from para aduma, is somewhat of a curious assumption. The Gemara Moed Katan on Daf Chav Ches tells us that the Torah juxtaposes the Misa of Miriam to Parah Aduma to tell us that just like Parah's Mechaperes, Kach Misa Tzadikim Mechaper, that just like Parah's Mechaperes, so too the death of Tzadikim is Mechaperes. And Tosaf over there says, in what way is Parah Mechaper? Because it was Mechaper for the Chedei Egel. So that's a pretty significant Kapara if it's Mechaper for the Chedei Egel. How do we say that it's not? It's a Lav Bas Kapara? So the Achronim have a number of different approaches. Nahamikdavra, the Netziv writes in Parshas Chukas that the para that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar was l'chapar al ma'isei egel, but para aduma as an avoda in general throughout history, that's not l'chapar al ma'isei egel. That's the first one was a l'chapar for the ma'isei egel. Others suggest certainly the Rashash and the Gevura Sari suggest that b'ikar the para aduma is to be metaher, but nevertheless it's l'chapar mikufya. Derech agav, it happens to be Mechaper a little bit also, but Be'ikar it's really about Tahara. It's not about Kapara. It's not really about Kapara. That's not its primary function. When we say L'chaper, we're trying to say something that is primarily a kapara. The Yad David suggests that stam kapara is for averos that you have done, that generation has done. And even if every parah aduma throughout history is mechapara and avon egel, but I didn't do the egel, it was our ancestors that did the egel. So when we talk about kapara, we mean kapara for averos that we did. So that's what the Gemara means when it says para lav bas kaparahi. Yes, it's mechaper for klal Yisrael, but it's not mechaper for me, it's not mechaper personally, it's not mechaper for our generation. So says So again, how do I know that the whole pasuk isn't talking about Yom Kippurim? So Amri Yaldiv Tziva Tziva, Ksiv Hacha Tziva Hashem Lasos, Uksiv Hasam Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Leimor. That over here by the Miluim it says Tziva Hashem Lasos, and it says by Parah Aduma Asher Tziva Hashem Leimor. So from the Lashon of Tziva, we see that Parah Aduma is referred to in this pasuk. Malalan Parah Afkan Parah and Makan Prisha Aflalan Prisha. And therefore, we derive the din of prisha for Parah Aduma as well. So the Gemara says ve'ema tziva tziva d'yom kippurim. How do I know that the tziva is meant to bring me to Parah Aduma? Maybe it's meant to bring me to Yom Kippurim because you have a lashon of tziva by Yom Kippurim as well. D'chsiv ayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that you have tziva by Yom Kippurim as well. So answers the Gemara done in tziva d'lifnei asiyah mitziva d'lifnei asiyah. We learn a pasuk of tziva that precedes asiya from another pasuk of tziva that also precedes asiya. Ve'indan tziva de'la'achra asiya mitziva de'lefnei asiya. But we're not going to learn a tziva that comes la'achra asiya from a tziva that comes before asiya. Meaning the pasuk by Yom Kippurim says ve'yas first, Kasher Siva Hashem es Moshe, and then as the word Siva. Whereas we're looking for Siva Hashem La'asos, Siva before the Asiya. That's at least one way of understanding. There's a machlokas over here whether it's done Siva Lefnei Asiya means the command, meaning the series of events, the commandment before the doing, or it's the words in the pasuk. So the way I translate is not like Rashi. That I thought the more pashpshat seems not like Rashi, that we're focusing on the order of the words in the pasuk, the tziva before asiya. But that's a machlokas in the Rishonim over here of exactly how to understand that line of the Gemara. So that's how I know that it's about para and not exclusively about Yom HaKippurim. So says Gemara, okay, but there are other options still. Ve'ema tziva de karbanos. Maybe it's about the tziva of karbanos, meaning maybe this pasuk by the Miluim is telling me that you need to be sequestered 7 days in advance of doing every karban, because Lashon Siva comes up by karbanos as well. Dichsev b'yom tzavoso es b'nei Yisrael. So it says, well, no, done in Siva mitziva. We're not looking for the word tzavoso. We're looking for the word Siva. And by para, you have the word Siva. Ve'in done in tzavoso mitziva. You're not going to take the word tzavoso and learn it from Siva, because that's not the same word. It says, well, so what? It's not the same word. On my nafkamina. V'artan debe Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava koin uva koin. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, that we even have a Gzera Shava where the words aren't at all the same, where the word Vishav and the word Uva are put together. I think that is this week's parsha. I think that's another Dav Yom coincidence. So because by Tzaras, Vishava Kohen, Uva Kohen, that they're put together. And we make a gzer shava between vishav and uva, and because they mean the same thing, even though they're not the same word at all. So you're going to tell me tziva and savoso is not close enough? So says Gemara, of course it's close enough if you have no other choice. That's if there's no better option. But over here we have a better option. Meaning if I know I have to have a gzer shava that I'm going to learn. So vishav, you could even go as far as vishav akoin and uva akoin. But over here, if I have a choice where I can either learn the Gzeira Shava of Tziva to Tziva, or I can learn the Gzeira Shava of Tziva to Tzavoso. So certainly it would seem to be better to learn Tziva to Tziva. So that was as far as how we know that the Pasuk is talking about Para. It couldn't be talking about anything else, right? It had to be talking about something it couldn't be talking entirely about Yom HaKippurim because of the Lashon of Tziva, and that Tziva couldn't be referring to Yom HaKippurim. That Tziva couldn't be referring to other kabbalos, it could have only been about para. So I learned from the Miluim, where you have 7 days in advance of preparation for the event. So I learned from there that in advance of the para aduma, you have 7 days of preparation in advance. So good. So that's how I know para. Now the Gemara turns its attention to Yom HaKippurim. So lechaper elu ma'isi Yom HaKippurim. That lechaper tells me ma'isi Yom HaKippurim also requires sequestering 7 days in advance, meaning our Mishnah. Maybe the kapara that we're referring to is not Yom HaKippurim. A lot of things give kapara. Maybe it's talking about the kapara of karbanos. To bring any karban, maybe you need to be sequestered 7 days in advance. Says more, who are you going to sequester? Mi adin and hey kohen misrami debayu leprisha. How are you going to know which kohen is going to be the one that's going to be the lucky kohen that wins the ability to do the avodah that day that you're going to require prisha? So amri alam aloni bayu leprisha the kulimishmer spesav. Why not? So you're right. So you're not going to know which kohen. Take the entire Mishmer space out, sequester all of them for a week in advance. Maybe that's what Yitaka have to do. So it says, no, it can't be by all karbanos, because we're learning from the Miluim. So it has to be something that's similar to that type of matzav. Done in Davar Shekavol Ozman, we Davar Shekavol Ozman. The Miluim had a specific zman. Karbanos happen 365 days a year, 354 days a year on the lunar calendar. They happen every single day. So it has to be something that's Kavol Ozman to something else that's Kavol Ozman. Yom Kippur is Kavol Ozman. Lafuki Karbanos, they're called Yom Isnu. Karbanos are every single day. It's not Kavol Ozman. So it can't be that when we say Lechaper, it's a reference to Karbanos. Again, we said that when we say Lechaper, it's a reference to Yom HaKippurim. And that's how I know you sequester 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara is asking, well, is that the only thing Lechaper could mean? I have other possibilities. So we're going to have four other possibilities of what Lechaper might mean. So possibility number one is that it's referring to, that it's it's referring to karbanos, right? That it's referring to. So we rejected that one. Possibility number two, the emeru galim. Maybe you're right. It has to be particular karbanos that have a zman. Maybe it's the karbanos of the yomim tovim, and you need to be sequestered 7 days in advance for every yom tov. So dan and davar shenog pamachas b'shan midavar shenog pamachas b'shan alafuki regalim zlav pamachas b'shan ninu. No, regalim happened 3 times a year. We're done that which happens once a year from that which happens once a year, and regalim happened 3 times a year, so it doesn't get included. Once a year, the miluim happened once a year. The miluim didn't happen once; it happened once. Period. So that's what the Achronim point out. The Rishonim already point out. The Ritzvah says Loshon the Gemara is not meduyuk because miluim is only is not once every year, but the Gemara means to say something that's not more than once a year. That we sooner link two things that are not more than once a year than link the regalim, which are more than once a year, to the miluim. Now the Gemara suggests that lechaper is referring to the karbanos of the regalim in and then the Gemara is gonna, we're about to see, the Gemara is gonna suggest maybe particular regalim, maybe the Gemara is gonna suggest maybe it's referring to Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's referring to Shmini Atzeres. We're gonna have all sorts of different suggestions of what lechaper might refer to. One thing the Gemara never suggests is Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it's referring to Rosh Chodesh. So he doesn't even bring it up as a possibility. So, and we're willing to bring up regalim, it would be the same answer, right? That if we'd rather not learn from something that happens that frequently, but regalim, but Rosh Chodesh is as good a possibility as regalim is. So the Gvoras Ari raises the question: why not mention Rosh Chodesh? It's manu kavua. It's mechaper al tumas mikdash ukdashav. So he suggests that Rosh Chodesh is clearly not included in Prisha, because otherwise, why do we need a parshas hamiluim? Because of course you need a Prisha for 7 days. The 8th day of the miluim was Rosh Chodesh. So if it were about Rosh Chodesh, then you wouldn't need miluim in the first place. Aaron would have had to be porish mitzad the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh. But then the Gevurah Sari rejects that. He says you need a Prisha for the Bnei Aaron, who makrib the Karbanos of the miluim and not the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. Maybe only Aaron was makrib the Karbanos of the Rosh Chodesh, so maybe the miluim was there for the Bnei Aaron. Okay, so he leaves that as a little bit of a kasha. So says Mar ve'ema regel Echad. Okay, so maybe not for all regalim, but maybe there's a particular regal that you need to sequester in advance of. V'chitema, maybe you'll say, well, which one? Lo yadin and hemi nayu. How are you going to choose one over the others? So Gemara says, I could choose Ichag HaMatzos, Hol Pasuk Ba'akasuf Tchila, Ichag HaMatzos, because that's the first one in the parsha of the Mo'adim, Ichag HaSukos, Hol Meruba Mitzvaso, or Ichag HaSukos, because there are many mitzvos involved, meaning, which is funny, because the Gemara is saying, it's not so hard to choose, and the Gemara gives two possibilities. It doesn't tell you which one is better. So the Achronim tried to figure out which one do we really mean. If I had to choose one of those, which one would we really assume is better? So half the Achronim say Chag HaMatzos, half the Achronim say Chag HaSukkos. So Ela Dun Prisha Shivali Yomechon, Prisha Shivali Yomechon. Now the reason it can't be a particular regel is because we're learning from the Miluim a 7 day preparation for a 1 day event, and therefore Yom HaKippurim makes the most sense because 7 days of preparation for 1 day of Yom HaKippurim. Vein Dun Prisha Shivali Leshiva. But if it's a preparation for Pesach or for a Sukkot, so that's 7 days of preparation for a 7 day Yom Tov. Ve'ema Shmini, maybe it's for Shmini Atzeres. That's the Gemara's third suggestion. Maybe you need to do, maybe the Pasuk is referring to doing a 7 day preparation for Shmini Atzeres. The Prisha Shivali Yomechad, where it's 7 days of preparation for what is a 1 day Yom Tov. Says Gemara, Dan Davar She'en Kedusha Lefanav, Mi Davar She'en Kedusha Lefanav. We'd rather derive from that which does not have a Kedusha that precedes it to that which does not have kedusha that precedes it, but vein davar sheyesh kedusha l'fanav, mi davar she'ein kedusha l'fanav. We're not going to learn from something that has kedusha l'fanav, meaning Shmini Atzeres is preceded by 7 days of Sukkot, so that's not going to link in to the pasuk of the miluim, which doesn't have kedusha l'fanav. Says more, why not? V'lav kal v'chomeru, isn't that a kal v'chomer? Hashda davar she'ein kedusha l'fanav bayu prisha. If something that has a lower level of kedusha requires 7 days in advance, meaning what makes it a lower level of kedusha? That there's no kedusha l'fanav. It's just an island of kedusha, that davar sheyesh kedusha l'fanav, that builds up, that you have kedusha l'fanav to build up to this level of kedusha that you have in Shmini Atzeres. So lo kol shkein, all the more so I would think that it requires prisha. So I'm Rashashia lo hazek siv kazeh, that the pasuk says hazeh, that kasharaso biyom hazeh, it means kazeh, that it's got to be an exact parallel, and it's not an exact parallel if it's something that has kedusha levanav, and therefore I know for sure that it can't be referring to shmini atzeres. So Ravashi amar miyik amidi deikarega lo bayiprisha tafel didei bayiprisha. Ravashi, I'll give you a different answer why it is that shmini atzeres doesn't require prisha. Sukkos doesn't require prisha. So if Sukkos doesn't require prisha, shmini atzeres, which is tafel to Sukkos, is gonna require prisha. I mean, shmini atzeres is just an offshoot; it's an add-on to the yom tov of Sukkos. Really, is it? Shmini regel b'fmeatzma. Who? What about the sheet that holds shmini is its own regel? Shmini atzeres is not really its own regel in every sense. It's only its own regel in with regard to certain halachas, with regard to the halachas that are with the mnemonic pizar kashav, that it's a pious b'fnei atzma. So Rashi goes through what the pizar kashav is, and we'll get to that Bezras Hashem tomorrow. Just to mention over here, this idea that it's a tafel d'day, the Maril writes in Hilchos Chag HaSukkos that when you mention Shmini Atzeres and Shmona Esrei, don't say chag, or chag shmini atzeres, because then it implies that it's a chag b'fnei atzmo. You should say yom shmini chag hatzeres hazeh. Then it implies that it's that yom shmini, and then just chag hatzeres. So then it implies that it's a tafel to Sukkos, which it really is. The Rama writes in the name of the minhag, don't say chag at all, because we don't find anywhere that it's called a chag. Just say yom shmini atzeres hazeh, and then you don't have to mention that it's even a chag at all. The Taz is mochiach that Shmini Atzeres is called a chag, and he quotes the Marshal though that maybe not like the Maril Shmini Chag Atzeres. Why would you break between Shmini Atzeres? He says maybe what you should say is Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh. So that all of that talks to what the fundamental nature of Shmini Atzeres is. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph.